You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Here we are on Albert Street in Camden. Back in 1895, Albert Street would have been filled with horses and carriages, soldiers from the barracks and navvies from the railways. Inside one of the high-faced house fronts was London's first mosque. This is a story of the man who established that mosque, Haji Muhammad Dowley. Dowley arrived in London in 1894 with his wife and two sons. They came from Cape Town, perhaps seeking a better life for the two boys who may not be able to have received an education in South Africa because they were not white. Not much has been written about him. I first came across his name in passing in another book, and a lot of this story I have discovered myself by dwelling through archives and records.
My name's Tudor Allen, and I'm a senior archivist. I manage Camden Local Studies and Archive Centre, which is where we are now, which is in Holborn Library in Holborn.
Well, Tudor, we have in front of us these big, massive rate books, and I definitely remember when I was given them in the trolley. They were dusty, they were old, and they were heavy as well. And you know, judging by the number of rate books I went through before, we were actually able to pinpoint the actual Albert Street and the actual door number where we found Muhammad Dowley's name. For me, it was a fantastic occasion. It was that you may even recall that once I found it, I asked you, could I actually use your meeting room to say a short prayer as well, out of thankfulness?
That was a very nice moment. That's the first time that I've been asked that here, and we were very pleased that you could do that and express your thankfulness and your excitement at what you'd found here. Yes, I mean, we've got in front of us one of these rate books, so we first of all had to establish which ward to get the right volume, and we go to the front, we find Albert Street, find a page, and we look down, and now what you've got here is somebody, I'm trying to read here without my glasses, Walter Dexter, perhaps, who's, they say they put a red line through, and above they've put the name of Muhammad Dowley.
Discovering the address of Muhammad Dowley's first house mosque in London was a moment I will never forget. But there have been many other discoveries along the way, as I've tried to understand more about Dowley and his life. Like the fact he carried the title Haji, somebody who performed the pilgrimage to Mecca, or that he was a Hafiz. That means a person who has memorized the whole Quran, a rarity in London in the late 1800s. When I picture his Albert Street house and the mosque he ran there, I imagine the front room being used for prayers and teaching children about the Quran and about their faith. There were marriages in the house, conversions to Islam, people coming to Dowley for religious guidance. During the festival of Eid, the house would have been filled with Muslims from different parts of the world, students, business traders, diplomats, some wearing their national dress, others Victorian gentlemen. Ramadan in 1895 would have been at the end of February, and for the following month there would have been visitors every evening coming for prayers and maybe breaking fast. I can just see the neighbours peering out from their balconies at the unexpected sights. Albert Street was Dowley's first house in London. He stayed there for 3 years before he and his family and his mosque moved to another house, to another address in the heart of modern Camden, 189 Euston Road. This was a four-storey townhouse, and perhaps he moved here so that the mosque was close to Euston Station, making it easier for visitors to reach. It was at this time that the existence of a mosque in London came to the attention of a reporter at the Daily News. He went out in search of it. He asked a postman, then a police officer, then at the Ottoman Embassy, and finally a Muslim group called Anjuman Islam, who met in a restaurant in Holborn. At last, he was given the address of 189 Euston Road.
Like unto a man groping his way at night in an unknown country, I journeyed to 189 Euston Road, which proved a mere house in a terrace. without outward signs of its Eastern use. Mr. Dolly was at home and at leisure. This is the story of Mr. Dolly's life and hopes as told by him to me. A merchant, he came from Cape Town, where he founded a house of prayer for the Hanafi Muslims. Coming to England 5 years ago, he took a house in Albert Street, Regent's Park, and soon made the acquaintance of the head of the Muslim family settled here. "Will you teach our children their prayers?" they asked, and he assented. Gradually the parents themselves took to assembling in Mr. Dolly's house for worship. Gladly did he suffer the intrusion, and gladly did he set apart his drawing-room, first at Albert Street, and now at Euston Road, for the purposes of a mosque. "If a boy of 7," he said, "has little knowledge of his faith, it is sad. But when a man of 40 has forgotten how to say his prayers, ah!" And he raised his hands expressively. "Rotten Eggs" is his name for backsliders of Islam's. "There are," he says, "usually some 200 Muslims in London, a number that will, in his opinion, be greatly increased when he has succeeded in building a permanent mosque to take the place of the present temporary one. He is appealing for funds among the faithful in India, Africa, and Egypt. He begged me to say a good word for his project. The Queen has many million of Muslim subjects. Should they not have a house of prayer in the capital of their Queen? Young Mohammedans come here to study law, medicine, and engineering. The London streets and the London bars put great temptations in their way. If they could go to a mosque where they would receive counsel from elderly and experienced Easterns, they would be armed against these temptations."
The location of the purpose-built mosque in West London remains unknown for the time being. What we do know is that in 1902 he was working as a coach builder in Shepherd's Bush, and he relocates to West Ealing in 1906.
Here I am, travelled to West Ealing on a street called Glenfield Terrace. 21 Glenfield Terrace was the last house that Haji Muhammad Dolly stayed in before he passed away. It's a two-storey terraced houses, nothing like what Haji Muhammad Dolly was previously living in. Did actual prayers take place in this house, where it was open to members of the public? Would they come round? Would meetings continue here? That at the moment we just don't know. In 1905, Muhammad Dolly writes his final will, and he bequeaths the money that he has to his sons, Muhammad Omar and Muhammad Saleh, for educational purposes. And you may recall early on in the story, the journey, he actually came here to Britain to possibly give his two children a better standard of education, which would mean a better life ahead. And also within the newspaper's report, when he's been interviewed by the reporter, he speaks about knowledge as well. So this was, and he had a title of being Haji, someone who also was a Hafiz, somebody who knew the Quran. So this was a person who perhaps treasured knowledge, whether it was Islamic or even secular knowledge as well. And that's something he valued. Whew, that was a bit of an effort. Here we are on a cold and misty morning at New Wilson Cemetery. The cemetery was only opened up in 1891, and 15 years afterwards, in 1906, Haji Muhammad Dolly was going to be buried here. Here you can see on one of the sides of the stone that we just turned over, it says Haji Muhammad Dolly died February 18th, 1906.
How did you feel when you turned the stone and saw his name?
My first feelings when I actually saw the grave, it was like, I was shocked, to be honest, because it was, to me, it was just a complete mess. It was. I thought to myself, like, you know, I had to pause then, thinking to myself, a person who actually achieved so much during his time, during, well, short time in Britain, and I thought, no, something needs to be done, perhaps restoring his grave. But then when I did actually turn the larger stone piece over and I saw his name intact, I thought, yes, this was a final recognition that he has actually got an actual living piece of evidence of where his cemetery is. It's the first time I've actually carried out the whole journey of different locations, four locations today, and we've entered a part where it feels nice and tranquil, and it just makes me wonder what else is missing from his life. There's a few years which we don't have.
I thought to myself about Haji Muhammad Dowley, a man who opened up two mosques on two continents, leaving behind five children. How did he come to rest here, in a forgotten corner of Willesden Cemetery? I would like to see him receive more formal recognition for his achievements, like opening the first mosque in London and as an important figure in British Muslim heritage. My research is not over. I still want to discover more about his life. Where was this purpose-built mosque in West London? What about his life in South Africa? There is so much still to be unearthed.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.